From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via onenews.id.
Hello listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news, and stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Three Indonesian presidential candidates declare for a peaceful election. The World Bank provides an injection of funds for Indonesian tourism. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Three presidential and vice presidential candidates of the Indonesian 2024 general elections officially signed the declaration for a peaceful, orderly, and law-abiding campaign in Jakarta on Monday. Representatives of political parties also read out the points of the declaration, Habib Abu Bakar Al-Habshi. They declared themselves to create a peaceful atmosphere during the election. They also declared to obey the laws while campaigning and not spread hoaxes and hate speech, as well as not to use places of worship for their campaign activities.
Kami, peserta pemilu tahun 2024, mendeklarasikan diri.
We, the participants in the 2024 elections, declare ourselves committed to maintaining national unity, respecting diversity, and creating a safe, orderly, and peaceful atmosphere during the election. The declaration marks the beginning of the campaign period set by the General Elections Commission, or KPU, from Tuesday, November 28 until February 10, 2024, including four presidential candidates. Former Governor of Jakarta, Anies Baswedan, started his campaign in Jakarta, and former Governor of Central Java, Ganjar Pranowo, started his campaign in Papua. Meanwhile, Minister of Defense Prabowo Subianto will start his campaign in the Greater Jakarta area. However, he didn't mention the exact location. The world will increase the injection of funds amounting to $30 million for the Indonesian tourism sector, especially for the Tourism Awareness Campaign 5.0 program driven by the Indonesian Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy. In the weekly brief with Sandi Uno held by the ministry in Jakarta on Monday, Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, admitted he was grateful because his ministry was deemed worthy of receiving an additional program of $30 million, and Sandiaga Uno said the ministry would immediately hold meetings to expand the tourism awareness campaign and start it beyond the 6 priority tourism destinations set by the ministry and carry out human resource certification in Bali and Java Island.
Hari ini langsung gercep kita adakan pertemuan.
Today we immediately held a meeting that the agreement wasn't only for 6 priority tourism destinations but might also include certification in Bali and also in other regions on the island of Java. Minister Sandiaga Uno further stated that the Tourism Awareness Campaign 5.0 program is a program that is on target and at the right time for the revival of higher quality and sustainable Indonesian tourism. The campaign is an initiative of the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy to improve human resources in tourist villages. It focuses on developing awareness as well as developing the villagers' mentality and productive character to advance people-based tourism. Next, we have Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi, who announced on Monday that she will attend the high-level debate at the United Nations Security Council in New York, United States, on Wednesday, November 29, to discuss the situation in Gaza Strip, Palestine. As she informed the Indonesian House of Representatives during a meeting in Jakarta and reported by Antara State News Agency, Retno said that several foreign ministers from the Organization of Islamic Cooperation member countries will also attend the meeting. She affirmed that they deem it essential to have in place a more comprehensive and stronger resolution, specifically for a permanent ceasefire and a smoother delivery of aid. The last national news comes from Indonesian Minister of Investment and Head of the Investment Coordinating Board Bahlil Lahadalia, who stated on Monday, investment in Indonesia will remain favorable despite the ongoing boycott against Israel-affiliated products. As reported by Antara State News Agency in Jakarta on Monday, he expressed optimism that this year's investment target of 1.4 trillion rupiah, or about $90.4 billion, could be achieved. However, he admitted that he could not yet assess the impact of the boycott on the investment climate in Indonesia, and he still require more data and current updates.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we move to the international news. A truce between Israel and Hamas in Gaza Strip, Palestine, that was on the verge of expiring, was attended by 2 days, said Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Qatar on Monday, as reported by Reuters. The truce will prolong a pause in the 7-week war between the two sides, in which Hamas triggered the latest conflict with an October 7 incursion into southern Israel and killed more than 14,000 in Gaza and more than 1,200 in Israel. North Korean state media said on Tuesday that leader Kim Jong-un had reviewed spy satellite photos of some locations in the United States, including the U.S. Presidential Office, White House, U.S. Department of Defense Office Pentagon, and U.S. aircraft carriers at the naval base of Norfolk. North Korea last week successfully launched its first reconnaissance satellite, which it has said was designed to monitor U.S. and South Korean military movements. We end the news with Britain that said on Monday it had detected a first human case of flu strain AV, which is similar to a virus currently circulating in pigs, and that the individual concerned had experienced a mild illness and fully recovered. The UK Health Security Agency said that the case was detected as part of routine national flu surveillance and the source of infection was not known. As reported by Reuters, the UK Health Security Agency Incident Director Mira Chand said, "This is the first time the agency have detected this virus in humans in the UK, though it is very similar to viruses that have been detected in pigs." Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Here is today's commentary on peaceful and law-abiding campaign declaration packs for the 2024 elections. I'm Dalot Pane. Three pairs of presidential and vice presidential candidates have officially signed a 2024 election participants' peacefully, orderly, and law-abiding campaign declaration at the General Election Commission Jakarta building on Monday. The three presidential and vice presidential candidates are Anies Baswedan, Muhaimin Iskandar, Prabowo Subianto Gibran Rakabuming Raka, and Ganjar Pranowo Mahfud MD. Besides the presidential and vice presidential candidates, top official party leaders participating in the election also signed peaceful and law-abiding campaign packs for the 2024 elections. In addition, to maintain the neutrality of law enforcement officials, the Indonesian National Police and the Indonesian Armed Forces also signed the pacts to be neutral in the 2024 elections. All parties involving in the 2024 elections have agreed that maintaining a conducive, safe, and comfortable situation by complying with all laws and regulations and respecting all differences so that a peaceful and orderly atmosphere can be achieved in the success of the 2024 elections, regardless of who wins both in the executive and legislative branches. What has been done by the General Election Commission, election supervisory body, and related parties to create a safe, peaceful, and orderly situation and condition for the Indonesian political year in 2024 is quite difficult. Frequently, the party or person who has signed the declaration packs may understand what they have to do. However, the lower classes or grassroots, both from the winning team for the presidential and vice presidential candidates, as well as the cadres of the political parties participating in the elections, may not understand. Intelligence, thoroughness, patience, and firmness are needed in facing the 2024 Democratic Party. Therefore, the commitment and integrity of each organizing institution and those maintaining security and order must be obviously realized. Honestly, trust and neutrality are needed by every decision maker from the beginning of the process to the end. More importantly, the honesty and truth must also be carried out by the presidential and vice presidential candidates in the campaign and socialization. Likewise, the campaigns of election contesting parties must be orderly, peaceful, and polite in campaigning, not hurting and vilifying each other and spreading hoaxes. In the 2024 elections, the campaign will start from November 28, 2023 to February 10, 2024, thereby maintaining and reminding fellow candidates and political parties will be the most essential menu throughout the campaign periods. Hopefully, the 2024 election campaign will be peaceful and conducive. That was commentary.
Voice of Indonesia.
We begin with November 28, 1966. The first unmanned flight Soyuz was launched. Soyuz is a series of spacecraft designed by Sergei Korolev for the Soviet space program. Soyuz succeeded the Foxhold spacecraft design and was built as part of the lunar program. Soyuz spacecraft were launched on a Soyuz rocket. The Soyuz was then used to carry cosmonauts from and to Salyut space stations, Mir space stations, and International Space Station. The first unmanned Soyuz was launched on November 28, 1966. Its first manned launch was on April 23, 1967. Moving on to Indonesian National Tree Planting Day. Indonesian National Tree Planting Day is observed every November 28. This was based on the decisions of President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono on October 21, 2008, through the Presidential Decree No. 24, 2008, on Indonesian Tree Planting Day. Besides, in the same decree, the National Tree Planting Month was agreed to be observed every December. The National Tree Planting Day and month were used as momentum to invite the public to care for the environment more. We end with National Folklore Day. The National Story Day was first declared on November 28, 2015 by the people of the National Folklore Forum. The National Folklore Day is commemorated every November 28 in conjunction with the birth of Dr. Andes Suyadi or Pak Raden, an iconic and popular character in Si Unyil, a popular puppet show on the 1980s. The National Folklore Day was used to preserve the oral traditions of the ancestors. In the past, folklore was used as a story to entertain children. That was Today in History.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is on Indonesian Vice President meets Greek Prime Minister to discuss strengthening relations. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin held a bilateral meeting with the Prime Minister of Greece, Kyriakos Mitsotakis, at Maximos Mansion, Athens, on Friday, November the 24th, local time. Quoted from his official website, Vice President Ma'ruf Amin said the main aim of his visit to Greece was to strengthen bilateral relations between the two countries and encourage joint efforts by religious figures for world peace. In this meeting, Vice President Ma'ruf Amin and Prime Minister Mitsotakis discussed several important matters such as the economy and trade. The Vice President explained that the intensity of economic cooperation between Indonesia and Greece is quite high. He explained that investment from Greece and Indonesia from the beginning to the third quarter of 2023 has increased threefold. This exceeds the realized value in the previous year for the same period. However, Vice President Ma'ruf Amin believes that there is still a lot of potentials that needs to be explored to generate profits for both countries. It is hoped that the significant increase in investment momentum will increase interaction between investment business actors, especially in priority investment sectors such as maritime, shipbuilding, tourism, and agribusiness. The Vice President also invited the Greek government to invest in the development of Nusantara, Indonesia's new capital in East Kalimantan. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin also invited the Greek government to increase cooperation in the trade sector. He assessed the need to increase economic potential because the trade volume between the two countries had decreased compared to 2022. Therefore, he welcomed the Economic Cooperation Action Plan, which was signed in May 2023. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin also asked for Prime Minister Mitsotakis' support to help overcome the European Union's discriminatory policies against strategic Indonesian products such as palm oil and wood. According to him, these products are needed by Greece, so the European Union's policy is contrary to efforts to increase bilateral trade. Apart from the economy and trade, Vice President Ma'ruf Amin and Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis also discussed the international situation, especially regarding the war between the Israeli military and the Palestinian people in Gaza. The Vice President hopes that all parties can prioritize ending violence through a ceasefire as well as a fairer approach to the distribution of humanitarian aid. In particular, the Vice President invited Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis to make his first visit to Indonesia. According to him, the Prime Minister's visit will add more value to bilateral relations between Indonesia and Greece. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis also invited Indonesia to take part in the 9th Our Ocean Conference in Greece next year. In Greece, apart from meeting Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis, Vice President Ma'ruf Amin also met Archbishop of Athens, Hieronymus II from the Greek Orthodox Church and the Muslim community in Athens. That was my Indonesia today.
Bersama kita lupakan semua.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOA listener, today's Indonesian Wonder takes you to Yogyakarta, which is a city that is one of the main tourist destinations in Indonesia. This city offers a wide range of tourist destinations, both natural, cultural, and artificial. For those of you who love natural tourism, especially water tourism, we recommend you to visit Tlogo Muncar Waterfall. This waterfall has beautiful views because it is located on the slopes of Mount Merapi. The location of this waterfall is in Hargo Binangun Village, Kaliurang, Sleman, Yogyakarta, 30 kilometers from the city center of Yogyakarta. To be able to enter the Tlogo Muncar Waterfall tourist area, you only need to spend 8,000 rupiah. To park your vehicle, those of you who bring a two-wheeled vehicle only need to pay 2,000 rupiah for parking and 5,000 rupiah for four-wheeled vehicles. Everything's under $1. When you arrive at Kaliurang Tourist Gate, you need to walk 600 meters on the footpath. Along the way, you will be presented with fresh and beautiful views. Tlogo Muncar Waterfall is an altitude of 878 meters above sea level, so the air is quite cold. This waterfall has a height of around 40 meters. The water flows from a spring at the foot of Mount Merapi. Enjoy the freshness of the water by playing in the water or swimming in the waterfall pool. Listener, besides being able to enjoy the freshness of the water and cool air in the Tlogo Muncar waterfall area, you can also enjoy the various flora in Mount Merapi National Park and witnessing flocks of monkeys that live there. However, you are prohibited from giving food and drink to the monkeys around Mount Merapi National Park area. Tlogo Muncar tourist attraction also provides various facilities. There are children's recreation park and children's swimming pool for those of you who travel with your family. In this tourist spot, there is also an area for camping, so you can enjoy the night atmosphere at this tourist spot. There are also various restaurants available there. You can try typical foods from Kaliurang area, namely jadah and tempe bean cake. This food is made from sticky rice and tempe are made from soybeans. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Waktu datang dan suara hati menyapa, hilang kesunyian ditelan malam. Ku goreskan nada lama, meredam nurani berdua. Rintangan, oh, kepadamu
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in Indonesian. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development and Cultivation Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is di Bandung, which means in Bandung. Next, you will be listening to a conversation entitled Saya Mau Kopi. Saya Mau Kopi, which means I want some coffee. This conversation takes place between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and Annie, a friend of Chris' vlogs community. In a cafe on Jalan Braga, Bandung, Chris responded to Annie's question about what order. Let's listen to their conversation.
Ini salah satu kafe terkenal di Jalan Braga. Menu favorit di sini, kopi dan waffle. Kamu mau pesan apa, Chris?
Saya mau kopi gula aren.
After listening to the conversation, I will present some vocabulary related to today's material. Saya mau kopi. Saya mau kopi, which means I want some coffee. I'll say the words slowly, twice each, and you can repeat after me. Saya, saya, which means I. Mau, mau, want. Kopi, kopi, coffee. Gula aren, palm sugar. Saya mau kopi gula aren. Saya mau kopi gula aren. Which means, I want palm sugar coffee. Cafe, cafe, which means cafe. Terkenal, terkenal, famous. Jalan Braga, Jalan Braga, Braga Street. Menu favorit, favorite menu. Waffle, waffle, waffle. In the conversation, you heard the expression, saya mau kopi gula aren. Saya mau kopi gula aren, which means I want palm sugar coffee. In that sentence, there is the expression, saya mau, which means I want. It can be used in response to an offer to order something. The expression saya mau, which means I want, can be followed by a noun expressing something that is desired. In this sentence, the expression saya mau, which means I want, is in response to the question, kamu mau pesan apa? Kamu mau pesan apa? Which means, what would you like to order? Another example. Let's listen to another example of a sentence in response to an offer to order something from the menu in a conversation. In Bandung, Jalan Braga or Braga Street is famous as a walking area. The word Braga comes from the Sundanese expression ngabaraga, which can be interpreted as showing off or being fashionable. It is said that in the 1920s, there were many European-style clothing shops or boutiques on this street. Now, Jalan Braga is filled with restaurants, cafes, hotels, and shopping centers. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia today, let's listen to the conversation once again.
Ini salah satu kafe terkenal di Jalan Braga. Menu favorit di sini, kopi dan waffle. Kamu mau pesan apa, Chris?
Saya mau kopi gula aren.
That was Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia this time, with the topic di Bandung, which means in Bandung, and an example of a conversation entitled saya mau kopi, which means I want some coffee. Hopefully, this edition is useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian. We will meet again tomorrow with a different material. Thank you for listening. Sampai jumpa. Till we meet again.
Rasakan berbunyi.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today I will play a Manai song entitled Sembilu Rindu by Nur Hayati. The song Sembilu Rindu was composed by Abdul Hamid. The lyrics express the sadness of continuing to endure longing for a lover who is far away. Therefore, the song is titled Sembilu Rindu. In Malay, sembilu refers to sharp red skin frequently associated with something sad, painful, or sore. Alright listener, let's enjoy the song Sembilu Rindu by Nur Hayati. Enjoy!
Harapkan kasih datang di hati, harapkan sayang dekat di kamu, dibuang rasa jauhlah pergi, rindu di bawah bagai sembilu, badan terbuang jauh di mata sedih di wajah biru, di dalam laut tersandung karang, di atas darah dihadang batu. We'll be right back. semoga ombak tenanglah segera. Menawar hati, tenangkan rasa. Semoga ombak tenanglah segera. Menawar hati, tenangkan rasa.
Voice of Indonesia.